Bill Coleman.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Hens, for the interesting presentation. There was some data in there that I personally hadn't seen before, and was quite shocking the numbers of vehicles with problems that were found. And what particularly interested me was the level of focus on removed filters. From my personal experience, when we introduced for passenger cars particle filters, the sensor technology that we were using to detect block filters was really not even sensitive enough at the low levels of pressures to remove to recognize a filter removal. And we developed that technology, and we went through a phase, if I remember correctly, that some manufacturers were voluntarily in OBD detecting filter removal and some not. And then, if I'm absolutely correct, in between, the OBD legislation has been updated to demand detection of filter removal. So my question would be, has there ever been any analysis of the data that you've got to classify it by age of the vehicle to see whether we are addressing a problem that has already been solved through RDE, or whether we're looking at also some sort of manipulation of the vehicle or the OBD system to also remove the detection of the filter removal?
If I may answer.